Two Manners of Life with Brother Titus Chu. Message 5.
Last night we covered how from Cain there's a line. And this line very much set up the pattern of the world. In other words, today on this earth, everything is including these three lines. So you have no way in what you do in your living bypass these lines. You are either for your living or for your entertainment or for your protection and attraction. Brothers, now when you are in such a line, God pick up whatever developed out of Cain and develop the line of life. So number one, in chapter 5, it's the re-beginning of Genesis. And these are the generations. Then, in this, God deleted Cain and deleted also Abel. Adam, at the age of 130, he begets Seth. Am I right? Which means appointed. Then what? Then out of him, he begets Enos, which is mortal. In other words, I am fragile. I'm limited. Yeah, we shared last night, huh? Only when you realize you are a limited person, you have no way to gain Canaan, to become Canaan, which means acquisition. I gain. You have no way to have the real spiritual learning. Only if you realize I am limited. So you know, brothers, here, I share some word in. When you first love the Lord, you always are very strong, very buoyant, very much with confidence. I remember when I first loved the Lord, at that time, Brother Lee was not yet that manifested. Do you get my point? He was an apostle. He raised us up. He's our father already. But we talk a lot about the watchman Lee. I remember one day, on the way home or something, I was by myself. I prayed, Lord, I don't believe I can be watchman Nee. He's too great. But for sure, I will be the second Winsley. You know why? Because I'm Seth. I'm appointed. And this is a right psychology. So Lord says, right? Yeah. You sure? Yeah. I don't care any price I pay. I like to become another Winsley. I tell you, brother. So when I first loved the Lord, I was filled with life, filled with enjoyment, filled with Lord's presence. At that time, I tell you, almost I feel if I stretch out my hand, I can touch the Lord. Lord is that close, that sweet to me because I was experiencing success. Until I prayed, Lord, I cannot be watchman Nee, but for sure I will be Winsley. Lord says, okay, I will let you know whom you can be. So once the Lord says, I will let you know whom you can be, the first thing is this, he withhold his upholding power, protecting power, just a little bit. In other words, formerly you were in the palm, which is very safe. Now you are in the fingertip. Fingertip sometimes moves. He just moved a little. Oh, I tell you, I just realized, oh, Lord Jesus, I didn't know my temper became worse. I lose my temper more. I get mad more. Eventually, even my mother, of course, I did give you a testimony on my good part. Now I give the testimony on my bad part. Even my mother will say, hey, you are a Christian. Look at your temper. Nothing can be more humiliating than this. You know what I mean? Hey, you're a Christian. You love the Lord. Look at your temper. Oh, I went back to my room, kneeled down, just to overcome temper. I can tell you, I couldn't tell you how many times I fast for it, how many times I prayed, how many times I tried, how many times I made up my mind. The only thing I didn't do is cut one of my finger off. Chinese do that. You know, if I'll do this again, they cut a finger off. So they all stick out a finger, remind them, don't do this again. The only thing I didn't do is cut my finger off because I'm a coward. If I'm bold, I'll cut my finger off. At that time, my feeling was, oh, Lord, how can me love the Lord so much, appreciated by the church, yet so ill-tempered at home? You know, Lord wouldn't do a thing. Lord says, oh, you have, just like Job grew all over what called the
boils.
Boils. You have not only one boil. Actually, you're filled with boils. It doesn't show yet. Only one boil shows in your arm called temple, but it's pretty big. Only one. You have one boil? You want me to heal you? No, I can't afford it. If I heal you again, you have no more boil. All of a sudden, you think you are cess again. I am prefect cess. You think on the horse, you are the most prevailing one. You know, many times a little boil causes your prayer different. When you pray, you have more time asking for Lord's mercy rather than boasting for your success. Do you get my point or not? You have more time before the Lord rather than a lot of time in activities. You know, brother, Lord allows a little boil until, you know how long that is? 3-4 years. I think Bess is here. Bess, remember, one day I can't handle it anymore. And Bess also went some spiritual things. She can't handle it anymore. I forgot what happened. So we two talk about, let's go to see Sister Ho. Do you remember that? Ho Xiaojie. Let's go see Sister Ho. That is supposed to be the most spiritual sister at that time in Taipei. She's really spiritual. Really. She is a spiritual person. She has a power. Ability, gift to fill people in spirit. And she's very good in education. In Brazil, I saw, where's the sister in Brazil? You know Brother Ma? I saw at Brother Ma's home, there's a little writing by her. I'm impressed how beautiful and how poetic she is. But anyway, at that time, she's one of the old spiritual sisters. So we two went. we were there, and one sister came out. What do you want? So we said, we'd like to see Sister Ho. She said, wait a minute. Huh? So she gets in to get her. Then she says, she came out. Please wait. She's coming. So while we were waiting, I told Beth, I said, why don't we pray for, you know, prepare ourselves for the fellowship. So we too began to pray. While we were praying, she came out. We didn't know because we were praying. She joined in the prayer. When she joined the prayer, I was filled with the Spirit. I can't believe it. Then I was just like crazy. Hallelujah, I died. Hallelujah, I died. I died. I died. Oh, I died. Oh, I'm so stupid. I tried too hard, but I died. Actually, the boy was healed already. I still look at the boil. I died, right? That person doesn't have boil. Right? But I still look at the boil, try to heal it. Ah! Eventually, Bess, you remember after the prayer, after our fellowship, she told me, she said, Titus, you are so blessed. She didn't, you didn't get it or something. I got it. Ah! I become Canaan. I tell you, I know one verse. I'm crucified with Christ. No longer I, but Christ lives in me. Not at all doctrinal. That very prayer caused that verse to become a revelation. Today, I can be defeated. I can be weak. I can be caught up in something. That verse never left. There not one minute I doubted I died. I got something. How can I get? Because I realize my weaknesses. You know, Watchman Nee once said, he said, to everyone there is a certain kind of weaknesses. No exception. The good part is God is deleting God, right? If God doesn't delete all that particular weakness, all get exposed that day, I don't believe there's any joy in eternity. You know? In human punishment, the hardest one is put on your forehead with a seal, criminal. I don't know if Western do this or not. Chinese do it. In Chinese history, you know, a person commit a certain sin, like kill somebody, or some to them is extremely improper. What they will do? They will send them to like today Siberia, to far away. Then put a mark on the forehead, criminal. Wherever you go, people see you, criminal. And remember, this principle Satan used. Remember, when the 3.5 years, all people has a mark, Satan worshiper. You don't have it, you can't even get anything to eat. And nobody care for you. This is why the 3.5 year is very hard for Christians. And this is why in that 3.5 years, all the Christians ripe because of that. That is really fast. People can be ripe, can become ripe in 3.5 years. It's almost unbelievable. Yeah. Brother, if in eternity your weakness was here, your weakness was here, my weakness was here, what is the joy in eternity? There's no joy. I don't want to carry around my weakness on my forehead, walk around with glorious body. I don't need that glorious body. I'd rather disappear. But God deleted. Yet, in the process, God surely lets you experience your weaknesses. You have sober mind. You know that? Sober and clear mind. What is your weakness? Don't tell me. But what is your weakness? You know. Someone is a temper. Someone is a looseness. Someone is rock music. Whoever they heard, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they're goosebumps, woo, like opium. Do you get my point or not? Everyone has a certain kind of weaknesses, but through the weaknesses, don't be discouraged. Don't be defeated. Don't be overly bothered. Oh, I'm so weak. Rather, in all the weaknesses, cry out, call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Lord, I need you. Lord, I have a deep confidence that the weakness is for my real gain. Amen. Do you realize now, just based on this one thought, your real spiritual learning must become experiential. Do you get my point or not? Here is Abel. He begets Enos. Enos begets Canaan, right? Means really gain. Now, this is process not of memorizing, but of gaining. I got something subjectively. I got something in my person. Now, I say this, in the recovery, somewhat, you may have the wrong concept. The wrong concept is, if I know this, I have it. For instance, could you repeat to us the ministry of Christ in three stages? All the trainees memorize it? Didn't you show that in the training? Yeah, memorize it. Recite it. What? Recite it.
The full ministry of Christ.
Amen.
It's carried out in three stages.
Amen. Very good.
In the first stage of incarnation.
Amen.
The infinite God.
Amen.
Became a finite man.
Amen. Jose, the next one. Just recite it.
The infinite God became a finite man.
Amen.
God mingled himself.
Amen.
His divinity with humanity.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
She can
help you. You recite together.
He expressed God.
Amen.
In his humanity.
Amen.
All the bountiful God.
Amen.
In all his rich attributes.
Amen.
Through his aromatic virtues.
Amen.
And he completed
his
all-inclusive judicial redemption.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, this is only stage one. There's two more stages. Let me ask you, does he have it yet? Do you have it yet?
No.
Well, it's only stage one. Only stage one. Do you have it yet? Only stage one.
Right.
Do you have yet?
No.
Only stage one. Do you have yet?
No.
Only stage one. Do you have it yet?
No.
Thank you. I thought he would be scared by me and say yes. But he's very strong. No. Just think about this. That humanity, or how do you say that word?
Aromatic virtues.
Aromatic virtues of what?
Bountiful God.
Of bountiful God. What?
Expressed through his humanity.
Am I right? Through his humanity. Something like this, right? Oh, okay. Now he got it right. you know, brother, do you have it? In your humanity, is there any attributes constituted? You see, brother, then you ask, if this is kind, I know now, we don't have to get into this, we don't have to PSRP anymore, we don't have to memorize anything. Oh, what I have to call, Lord Jesus. Then you become a robot machine. The riches come into your calling. You say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
And I say, Lord Jesus. Four Jesus, do you realize? One Jesus, four kinds. Your Jesus is not my Jesus. We have the same Savior, no doubt about it. When you say, Lord Jesus, you possible, your understanding is very limited. When I say, Lord Jesus, my understanding is very different. Do you get my points or not? If Brother Lee were with us, then I dare not even say Lord Jesus. Because when Brother Lee says, oh, Lord Jesus, what grand apprehension. Out of what? Out of the knowledge and experience. Without the knowledge, experience is not enough. Only knowledge. It doesn't mean anything. All the theological school students, all the Bible teachers have all the knowledge. I say this. You know, there is a famous professor in Dallas Seminary. Seminary. Am I right?
Yeah.
In Dallas Seminary, a teacher, a professor. One day, he's a possible, no doubt a very godly person, no? One day, a brother arranged this professor meet Brother Lee. They have a lunch in some restaurant, a mutual place, so nobody's visiting others. Do you get my point? In that speaking, they fellowship about their realizations. Then Brother Lee shared about, I do see the spirit in what. The professor answered, I'm quite impressed. He said, yeah, we have this saying too. We say economic spirit, and the essential spirit. You know, these two terms pick up from our professor. Do you know that? We didn't have it. Brother Lee didn't have it. Then, since then, Brother Lee was very strong. Essential aspect, economic aspect, essential spirit, economic spirit from that professor. But, let me ask you, does that professor experience economic spirit? I don't say no. I never met him. You see? You know doesn't mean you have. You have, but you need to know. We have been under brotherly training time after time before these two terms come. We all know these two aspects, but we just don't have utterance. But one day, brotherly talk with that professor in theological school. Then that's just very easy to speak out. That's economic side, essential aspects, economic aspect. Since then, the whole recovery got helped. You know, brother, you do need to know a lot. The more you know, the better. But you should never think, what I know is what I have. I tell you, if I would say something, may scare you. Not one thing you appearing having is yours, right? Let me ask you, Laura. Aren't you a beautiful girl? Yeah. If one girl at 17, 18 years don't think she's beautiful, she's nuts. Every girl's beautiful. Then, Laura, are you a beautiful girl? 50 years later, will you be a beautiful girl? Now you are too bold. You have to say no. At that time, you don't present your beauty. You present your charming. Do you get my? When you are young, you appear beautiful. When you are old, you must be charming. Do you get my point? So, are you a beautiful girl? 50 years later, will be you a beautiful girl? No. So, then the beauty is not yours. It just temporarily appear with you. Did you get it or not? It's not yours. Because how do I know it's not yours? 50 years later, you will become, sorry, huh? A 60-some-year old lady. If at that time you are not charming, you will become a gossiping professor. Unpleasant. Do you realize that? So even your beauty. For instance, I look in the mirror. Oh, how handsome I am. But that was 40 years ago, right? Today, look in the mirror. Handsome disappeared. Even that is not mine. Even though it's not mine, but I can use it. Are you a handsome young man?
You seem to think so.
Yeah. Are you a handsome young man? Are you a handsome young man? Say yes. Yeah. Don't be so humble. All the young men think they're handsome. Believe me. Only the movie stars sometimes reproduce her face. You understand reproduce her face? Make another nose, make your ear bigger or something, whatever. You know, brother, you are a handsome young man. Is that handsome yours?
No.
Well, it's all based on what kind of input you get. I'm very thankful. I'm very thankful. I was a handsome man because all young men were handsome. Am I right? So I was one of the handsome young men. And now I'm 60. I'm no longer handsome. But am I pleasant? Oh, marvelous. Am I kind? Oh, I used to be. Now I'm so kind. Even I admire my kindness. What is this? You know, in the process, Lord gives you a lot. Just like your house. Just like your handsomeness, just like your beauty, all these, Lord, given to you, but based on how you use it. If a stupid young man, he's handsome, so every day he go to the athletic room, produce a lot of egg in his body. egg. Eventually, he become egg yolk. One day the blender, you look at him, too choppy. All the muscle become fat. And no brain. Who he walks always try to pull up his pan. Those guys were muscle men. Remember that. Do you get my point? They talk with him. No pleasantness. Just an unpleasant old man. What happened? He has not utilized what's given to him. Everyone has a golden age. I'm so thankful to the Lord. Brother, you must forgive me to say this. I'm so thankful to the Lord. When I was in my golden age, in my 20s, in my teens, I give myself to Christ. Because of that, listen now, my smartness disappeared. My memory lost some. Right? My handsomeness is no longer there. Today, only a nurse would say, "Oh, Titus, how handsome you are." Even I will spit at him. Don't joke. But, Vern, look, I'm pleasant. Do you get my point? I'm kind. I tell you this, I'm dignified. Wherever I go, I know this. Wherever I walk, wherever I go, people respect you. They look at you, they know this is a witty person. Why? Because when I was young, I treasured what God has given to me, even though they're not really mine. Do you understand what I'm talking about? When I was young, I was handsome, but they were not really mine, right? Because handsome disappeared. But I have utilized it. to develop a face today. Ugly, but kind. Ugly, but pleasant. Ugly, but with dignity. You know, brother, how many old men, when they were young, they were handsome. But they never treasured that. The youth used that as a capital to go to parties. Some young lady used her beauty to go to parties. Some young man used her beauty to go to parties. They never realize they are fragile. Their mortal. Everything with them is temporal. They all will disappear. They do not know how to utilize it, develop Canaan. You can acquire something. And today, by Lord's mercy, are you handsome? Yeah. And do you know a lot of rich Jews? Yes. Do you memorize? Even the stages, you didn't memorize as good as the sisters and as a young brother, but you memorize it. You know, brother, these are what God has given to you, but for you to realize with your mortality. Today doesn't count. 10 years later count. 30 years later count. And at your age, 20. When you become old, men live to 100 years, possibly very common. Do you get my point? When I was young, people lived to 60. It's considered very old. Now, I do know my old. I'm aged because of the strength. But when I speak and so forth, do you think I'm old? Am I right? I'm younger than some of you young men. So you may have another 80 years to live. I tell you, when you will be 90, 100, how much you acquired is based on how you handle your mortal life. You memorize all this. One way is what? To show off. One way is what? To use that to be accepted by the church community. The church life is a funny life. Lord, cover me. If you don't know how to see God's economy, divine mystical realm, nobody even can be your friends. If you want to be in the church life, you must change your language. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for the divine economy. Even if you don't know what is that. Oh, hallelujah for the divine mystical realm. Actually, you have no realm at all. Right? But you have to say, Lord, thank you. I heard it. Thank you for your servant, Brother Witness Lee. Before he departed, in 3-4 years, he unveiled to us the high peak of divine revelations. Hallelujah for this. But, Lord, I'm mortal. I like to have the reality. I don't want them to be my decorations. I don't need any decorations. I want to pursue until they are mine. Oh, brothers. I don't know why I go that slow. For some reason, every time I touch it, I just had the feeling you, brother, didn't get it. Did you get it now or not? Again, I use my physical life as illustration. I was handsome. I'm right. All the young men are handsome. There's no doubt about it. Right? All the young ladies, young girls, are beautiful. Even what? Even they are not beautiful. Even their eyes were too small, their eyebrows too long. The youth gives them beauty. It's all right, Laura. Come on, stand up. Isn't she pretty? Isn't she beautiful? You say, how beautiful is her? It doesn't matter. The youth give her beauty. Do you get my point? Thank you. Thank you for being cooperative with all these meetings. But remember this, this is only mortal. And especially, God is very fair. I want to speak to you, brothers, very soberly. Your life do not come by God's birth, by birth. Don't say that. I'm bright. I'm talented. You get mad. I hate to see your brother go to Harvard. You say, oh, you're jealous. No. Because I'm so afraid you brothers are proud. I'm hover. Just like sneak. Hover. So Jesus sneezes, hover, right? Ah, hover! You see, it's in the hover. You know, brother. Brother, I tell you, brothers, when you are young, God gives you a certain brightness. You should have a deep conviction, Lord, this is mortal. Nothing is eternal. My life, on one hand, is in God's hand. On the other hand, it's all based on how I treasure the mortality, the time immortality I have. If I, maybe I use Brother Lee as illustration. Brother Lee, he doesn't appear to be handsome, isn't he? Isn't I tell you, he doesn't appear to be very eloquent. You know, I'm a frank person. One day I told Brother Lee, I said, Brother Lee, there's three men I really admire. One's Watchman Nee, one's you, one's Brother So-and-so. Among three, you are the least gifted. I said, I was a young man, you brother say, 30. And Brother Lee looked at me. Ah? He smiled. I think possible on the whole earth, only a person can be that frank as I am. Of course, I was wrong. I was wrong. He's very gifted. But he never appeared with you as attractive, handsome, charming. It's just very common. Yet he treasured the mortal time, the time immortality God has given to you. And he fully utilized it. So eventually, year after year, when he become old, and I tell you, when a person become old, they smell different, you believe or not. When you are young, smells very good. There's a fresh smell with that person. When people become old, smell old. This is why when you are young, you know, when you are old, you must wash yourself more often. Because you're old, smells old. But I tell you, how many of us love Brother Lee that much? Don't you love him? If go beyond, he's right, he's wrong, things you like, you don't like, go beyond all this, you just love him. Why? Because he used Enos to gain Canaan. He has never relaxed on his life. Never be simple, easy on his life. He's one of the most disciplined person I ever see in my life. Every minute, every hour, he counted. In what way I can gain Christ. You know, brother, to talk about the history is very simple. Okay, says we got Enos. Enos is fragile. Mortal means you are temporal. Sooner or later, you're going to die. Am I right? Then out of Enos, then there's Canaan. Means now you acquire something. It's very easy to have this understanding, but it's very profound to use this regulate your life. What kind of life you like to have, Laura? What, 20 years later, when I see you, most likely you'll be married, right? I say this, all the sisters should get married. And the sister, no, Lord want me to be full-time. I would say, go get married. But Laura didn't prepare one for me, then go full-time. Well, maybe my word's wrong. Then some full-timer says, oh, I'm full-time because I can't find one. That doesn't mean that. Sorry, I'm too much. But I tell you, brother, sister, son, 20 years later, you will be 30, son. You'll be married. I see you. I tell you, your changing diapers get all messed up. Your beauty all disappears. Become a very common housewife. Do you realize that? That is a fate. You know, woman's fate is much harder than men. But if your husband even have, if you're a modern sister, you even have to get a job. That is worse. Work a whole day, come back, still have to cook, change diaper. Then you tell your husband, change the diaper. Your husband put the diaper on the baby's mouth. He doesn't know how to do it. I mean this. Man is not born with this kind of stuff. Okay, cook the food. The food he cooked, you can't eat. I tell you, at that time, are you Canaan? Or are you just one common housewife? How do I know are you Canaan or not? It's based on today when you realize I am mortal. time is going to pass. Whatever I have is not really mine. My beauty is not mine. My health is not mine. My talent is not mine. My sharpness is not mine. My ability is not mine. Whatever I have is not mine. So what? I must use whatever I have to gain Christ. This is why, brothers, that Enos beget Canaan. So now, you get something, right? After you acquire something, the next one is called what? Mahalalel. It's very similar. Now here, I still have to be thankful to Wazi. Sorry, I was too hard on you. I don't mean that. Huh? You forgive me. You see here, Mahalalel, he go that compare with Masusel. Actually, Masusel really should compare with Masusela. That's why it's not that easy to compare these two. But anyway, Mahalalel means what? Praise God, praise of God, God is splendor. I tell you, isn't that normal? I was fragile, then I gained Christ. After I gained Christ, I began to praise God. God is splendor. Praise God. Now, when you praise God now, you're praising God. Where's my sheets? You still have it? You have to watch, you have to read my sheets, not this comparative sheets. Read my sheets. My sheets are says, praiser of God. God is splendor. You become a praiser. Praisers of God. Hallelujah. You know, brother, every time when you acquire God, the result is praising Him. It's very different. Think about it. Three generations. Three generations learn only one lesson. Think about how fast it came. Quickly beget Enoch, build a city, beget another three. So there's a three line. So human history was decided in four, five, six generations. But with this growth, that is much harder. Abel have to die to produce Seth. Seth have to realize the meaningness of human existence. That is why when he beget Enos, he would name Enos. He's much deeper than Adam now. Adam became Cain. How happy he is. Cain, I got one. The bruise Satan's head. Now, I tell you, Adam knows things are not simple. Seth also knows the emptiness of human life. That's why he beget, he named him Enos. And Enos, out of his mortality, he experienced something of God. So he beget one. He called his Canaan. That means I can get something. And Canaan, out of the gaining of God, eventually he begets someone, he named him what? Mahalalel. Mahalalel means what? Praisers of God. Now he becomes a man of praise. God is splendor. God is marvelous. Who am I? I am a praiser of God. I say this, we haven't really started much of this line of life already. Already I say this, none of you understand. Let me ask you, Jeff, in your life, have you ever been a praiser of God?
So.
Oh, very good. When? When you got admitted by, no, you got saved. University of Minnesota, right? You got saved there.
Well, I think I was.
Who got you saved? Doug Schultz? Oh, very good. Praise the Lord, huh? So you got saved. In your life, you say you have been a praiser of God. Give us the real story. Some are real, some are not real. For instance, your eye doesn't obey you. In the meeting, always look around. Even though I keep on repeating to you, please, in the meeting, don't look around. But for some reason, just unfortunate, that day you sit here, a sister sit across. After, amen, you look up. Burp, your whole presence was lost. Am I right or not? Then finally, you begin to consider what to do, and you date her, and she pick up the phone.
Oh, this is the brother so-and-so. And sister, we're very happy. Hi, so-and-so. Praise God. But I'm not quite sure that is real or not. That is not real preachers of God. That is enjoying the bribings of God, even though God never bribe you. Do you get my point or not? I tell you, nothing hurts you at that moment in your life as loss, you know, your loved one departed. This is much harder than you try to pursue, never got it. You know, some brother like his sister, every time he calls, he says, yeah, boom. Well, it's a dealing, but not that hard. Yeah, you love someone, or suppose, I don't know how much you love one another, suppose you love someone, eventually that one gave you up, or whatever the reason, there's a cut, there's a wound in your person. You feel so sorrowful. Oh, Lord, how can I take this? I tell you, many people at that time think to live is not as good as just to die. It is too hard. Yet, something happened. You begin to touch the Lord's presence, revive your spiritual life. You come with the enjoyment of Christ, and now the enjoyment of Christ become much more realistic. And gradually, you come out of this. After you come out of this, you think back, you offer a real good prayer. Lord, not necessarily a long prayer. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. It is too hard, but thank you. Through this, I know so much more about you. I experience so much more about you. I enjoy so much more about you. Formerly, you are not that real. Now I know the Lord is real. Amen. So what? Now you praise God. Praise God out of the experience of my emptiness. Out of the experience of I gain Christ. Then eventually what? You become a praiser of God. Hallelujah. God is worth to be praised. Amen. Isn't that marvelous? You know, what are these? All experiences. Did you realize? There's nothing here doctrinal. You have all the riches, but all the riches must be experienced like this before God. Then, okay, you have another lesson to learn. Sometimes, brother, praise God, and they keep on praising. Eventually, they went up to the heavens and disappeared. Have you met this? I met some brother. I overcome. You tell him, I overcome. Jesus is victor. One day, once, I don't know if I can. I think Lord will cover me. Might be okay. Once I came from Taiwan to United States. This is 20, 30 years ago. I was still young. So an old, some brother asked me to take care of old sister. Sit by me. So we fly, so I can take care of her all the way. And we begin the fellowship. You know, it's a very good fellowship. The only thing is this, I always feel he ascended too high. I'm a human being. You get my point there? And she, this dear sister, is a spiritual being. Not B-E-N, but B-E-I-N-G. Spiritual being. Everything she says, spiritual. The way of Nazareth, Jesus. Eventually, there's no more fellowship. Why? Because I don't know how to fellowship. I'm not that high. You know, Lord, cover me up. If you say, at that time, you too, who is more mature? Who was more mature? I believe I am. Lord, cover me. Who knows the truth more? I believe I am. I was. Who was more operative? I believe I was. But then why you two are together, both love the Jesus and cannot fellowship? Because she's very spiritual. And I'm very human. You know, sometimes in the church life, you're not afraid of weaker sins. You surely are afraid of a spiritual ghost. He walked into the meeting. When he sit down, he's amening, decide your prayer is good or not. You're praying very excellent. There's no word. He's silent. Then after he says something, she feels very good. Amen. That means I agree. All of a sudden you realize, oh Lord Jesus, all the previous prayer I had is no good. Do you get my points or not? Don't you have these kind of sisters? They are the spiritual judges. They're in the meeting, judge everyone unconsciously. They don't mean that. But for some reason, their presence pressure you. Hey, brother, praise the Lord. Where's your hand? He dare not even stretch out his hand because he stretched out so fast. Not that fast. He shot too slow. Not that slow. And he's present. Oh, praise God. Don't be too tight. And he's shaking me. No feeling. Brother, have you ever met this kind of brother? These are the brothers who are praisers of God. Oh, then praise the Lord. Hey, so what? So you need the next person. His name is Jerry, which means descending. Come down. Oh. I hate the time. I like to abide one person with one or two meetings. You'll feel, oh Lord Jesus, I never realized growths are like this. You know, here is Adam, I said already. Maybe I try to be lower. I don't think we can finish this. Is that okay? We don't finish it? We'll continue in Toronto. Here's Adam. Here is a tree of life. Right? Now here is a tree of knowledge. Okay. To come down is very easy. Just come down. Quickly, everything's accomplished. Only a few generations, human culture is decided. You need three aspects. You need existence, you need entertainment, you need defend and offending. That's it. No one can escape it. Then God, through success, began another line. This line is going up. Oh, I tell you, going up is much harder than going down. Even in humanly, learn to be good is much harder than learn to be bad, right? I want to be a doper, only takes 3 days. Do you get my point? I want to be a scholar, takes 30 years. Don't you believe 3 days become a doper? Or what you need to walk around in the lousy street, someone's going to approach you. You want to be high? Yes, I never tried it before. Try one free. So you try one. Lindsay, come tomorrow. Yeah, free. Third day you come, money. I don't have one. Oh, you can sell for me. Not only you're a doper, you become, how do you call that kind of stuff now? You're selling the drugs. Only 3 days a young man can be ruined. This is why sometimes you young ones get, you know, upset with your parents. I only go for one night, why are you worried about? Yes, a lot of worry about, a lot for the parents to be worried about. Because older men know to go down how easy that is. Many years education. Quickly, the person can be changed. But going up, oh, you have to be empty. After you, oh, I'm so mortal. Lord, I need your mercy. You really go up, right? You gain. So you become a praiser of God. Then God says, come down, please. If you don't come down, you are no longer human beings. You are a spiritual being. Even angel can talk with you. Even Angel Gabriel comes and says, hey, sister so-and-so, what? I'm enjoying Christ. Don't bother me. Have you ever met this kind of, especially sisters? Not many brothers like this. Their brothers have to work, so they're more practical. Many sisters, not many, some sisters, oh, Lord Jesus, they are so much Canaan. But they don't know how to descend. Even as it is. Brother, you're in the training, right? Here you have poor young brother. You're in the training.
Yeah.
A treatment cannot go to training, you know that. Am I right or not?
Yeah.
So you look at him. Brother, 1 year training. 1 more year, 2 years. When will you go? I can't go.
What?
I can't go. Why? Oh, I'm a trade man. I don't have 4 years. Brother, 2 year training didn't help you. 2 year training ruined you. Make you so high, and you don't even know how to calm down. You know, to calm down is the hardest thing. Thank you. I tell you, I go down and have a training, it's very hard for me. I don't know what's happened. Seems always somebody's looking at me. What did I do? So whosoever's hand I shake could become a report. And right after the meeting, I pick a bag. I just run out of the meeting hall, get to the car, and disappear. That's it. Do you realize that? Sometimes I have appointment. I have appointment. So I said, brother so-and-so, see me in what? And the brothers who have appointment with me, they have almost the same kind of sickness that is not on time. And they don't even feel so. You know why? Because those who have appointment with me, most are serving the churches. So I said, okay, right after meeting, I will see you in front of Living Stream Ministry office. Do you get my, isn't there a tree? Under the tree. We go immediately. So I was standing there. Then, this brother was also trying to walk out. He see a brother, he shake hands. Oh, long time no see me. No see, not no see me, no see you. Long time no see you. Oh, where have you been? And 3 minutes passed. They were, oh, praise the Lord. How is Malaysia? 3 minutes passed. Oh, praise the Lord. How's Indonesia? Another 3 minutes passed. Oh, hallelujah. How's Thailand? Another 3 minutes passed. I wait 10 minutes outside. And the brother came out. He's fun, joyful. Hallelujah. I got all the fellowship. And I was there on trial. I tried to, in what way I can stand out 10 minutes? Different people are different, you know. American come over. Hey, Brother Titus! Korean come over. This different culture. Brazilian come over. Hey! Sorry. Sister, am I right or not? Yeah. Hey! Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah! I don't know. If I were Jiang, the Chinese would say, oh, it's Jiang Ping. Old man. Oh, Brother Jiang Ping. And the Chinese know how to keep distance. And Chinese in 3 categories. Some, Brother Titus, praise the Lord. It's over, right? Some, oh, Brother Titus, when could you have time? Sorry, I don't have time. Please, only 5 minutes. Do you have 5 minutes? Everybody has 5 minutes, right? I did all kinds of things. I was sitting there. 10 minutes of trial, learn the lesson called the descending, yet not causing problems. I see Brazilian say, hallelujah, I have to. They hug you, you can say. Right? And Korean come, hey, brother Chu, you have to. You can say, that's right. Do you get my point or not? I have to do all kinds of things, I have to. Brother, but one thing I know, you have to learn to descend. Amen. Many times, we just have a little spiritual gaining, we're different. In the young people's meeting, I love the Lord the most. Be careful. You may love the Lord the most in young people's meeting, but you have to learn to descend. You have to know how to hug people. You have to know how to greet people. You have to know how to be with someone who do not love the Lord, yet can totally entrust himself to you. Sometimes some sisters, some brothers, they barely love Christ. Barely. They're afraid of you, sisters. Because you open your mouth, praise God for divine economy. I just know what are you talking about? Isn't that nice to enjoy the divine mystical realm? Okay. Oh, what an organic salvation. Eventually, sister, you mind? No. What are they? Do you mean, what are they? This is a normal question, right? You turn around. How long you have not been in the meetings? So, a sister even cannot be restored. He doesn't see any descending. He just sees someone get some Christ and really high. Oh! And he look at it. I might as well go to watch East Cleveland. At least he would say, come on, make my day. Isn't that what he says? Because one day I asked a brother, why you American like to say, come on, make my day? He said, East Cleveland would like to talk about it. Come on, make my day. You know, brother, would you, brother, learn these lessons? We'll stop here. There's a lot more you can see, right? We'll continue next week. Would you, brother, learn, Lord, I like to be Seth. Lord, I like to be Enos. I will treasure everything you've given to me, the time you give to me, the talent you give to me, the ability you give to me, the everything you give to me. I want to invest in Christ so that I can become Canaan. Then you have to say, even I am Canaan, Lord, I like to descend. To a weak, I become weak. To a non-spiritual, I am still spiritual, but I don't behave spiritual. I even know how to change my language. A new one come, hey man, you don't say praise the Lord, because he doesn't know who is the Lord. You have to say, hey, man. When the new one come, go like this. Hey, man. You have to say, hey, man. Do you know how to descend like this? Do you know how? If you don't, you'll be fruitless. But don't let them say, hey, man, let's go to watch East Cleveland. You say, that's right, I'm descending all the way to theater. Then that's not descending. That is going to the world. You need to be so human as you are with all those unsaved ones, weaker ones, younger brothers and sisters. You cannot be high. You need to be very approachable. May the Lord have mercy. Amen. How about we have some prayer? Tell the Lord, Lord, we want this kind of growth, this kind of life.